It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on past and upcoming events in and around Southern Marin. I'll start with the America's Cup World Series races, which concluded yesterday, and then touch on the upcoming Sausalito Arts Festival and the separately held Sausalito Artist Show, sponsored by the Seahorse Restaurant. At the end of the show, I'll have some tips for you on how to enjoy these events. I attended the America's Cup World Series races last Thursday and discovered for myself why there's all the excitement about this sailing event. You all know that the San Francisco Bay presents a challenge to any boater, but particularly those that rely on sails for forward motion. These America's Cup races allow you to watch the best sailors in the world battle the wind, the current, and each other. And it's all so close up. The course was basically a series of east-west runs back and forth along the San Francisco waterfront. The winds that day were relatively light at 12 to 14 knots out of the southwest, but there was a strong incoming flood tide with which to contend. The race began down by the Golden Gate Bridge, and the boats jockey for positioning like horses coming out of the gate. According to the race commentators, the race is frequently won or lost at the start. The USA Oracle boats had good success at the starts. The boats then literally flew downwind, with both the wind and the tide assisting them. One thing I learned during these races is that the sails on these big catamarans catch more wind the flatter the boats are on the water. But dragging the off-wind hull in the water slows the boat. So the ideal position is to have the off-wind hull just slightly out of the water, not with that hull high out of the water as you frequently see in pictures. The turnaround point was near Alcatraz Island, and the boats could either turn left or right as they passed between the two marker boats. Turn left, and you had better wind conditions, but faced a stronger tide out in the middle of the bay. Turn right, and you confronted less tide along the shore, but less wind as well. The USA Oracle boats primarily opted to return along the shore, and the strategy worked for them. The crews also dropped the jib sails when sailing against the wind because that small upfront sail is more drag than assist in an upwind tack. Even the slightest delay in dropping this sail could cost valuable seconds and possibly even the race. Add in some very tight turns with 11 boats all trying to pass, and you have some very exciting sailing. I expected the races to be entertaining, but they so far exceeded my expectations that I have become a major fan. The next World Series races are this October during Fleet Week. I encourage you to go see these spectacular sailing battles on our bay. Two art festivals will be held in Sausalito this coming weekend. The larger of the two is the Sausalito Art Festival with its gala event, large number of art and food booths, and wide range of musical entertainment. One of the featured music groups is Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon. This group made famous the song Enterae the Eighth in 1965. I assume by this time it must be Enery the 18th or 20th. The other art show this weekend will be held at Seahorse Restaurant and features local artists such as Bob and Rosemary Tapia, Bill Kirsch, George Mead, Ralph Stein, Amy Spencer, and Wayne Houston. This event is sponsored by the Seahorse Restaurant and its owner and chef, Mauro Dossolini. So do plan to taste a bit of the Seahorse's Tuscan cuisine and thank Mauro for supporting local artists. Now some tips. If you have a rental unit in Sausalito or Southern Marin, be advised that the America's Cup cruise will be needing space for individuals and families beginning mid-March of next year through September. The races in 2013 will be with 75-foot catamarans, nearly double the size of the current ones, and things should be even more exciting. Try to get tickets for stands close to the action. You won't regret it. There will be good local artists at both festivals. The Art Festival is the larger, more established one. The Seahorse Artist Show is more reminiscent of the early years of the Art Festival itself. Try to attend both. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.